It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trenton Waves, Trenton Waves. Hey, podcast here. Frank and Christina Sasso coming at you right now on this episode of Trenton Waves. We have a special show for you today. How you doing?
I'm okay.
You're just staring at me. It's like watching me drown here. Help me out. What are we doing today?
We're doing Take 5.
No, and there's that. Well, we're big fans of Dave Brubeck.
I don't know if I'm a big fan.
Okay, fine.
I like that song.
We like the song Take 5. However, I don't want to get sued. So that music that you're hearing, that is not the Take 5 song.
Oh.
Like you didn't recognize that? Mm-hmm. As not being Take 5?
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, I don't want to get sued. Well, it's not Take 5. It's not
okay, if I say
all
right.
So. I'm just saying it's not if I say so. It's not all Take right. 5, clearly.
Well, it has like a double meaning.
Right. We have gotten emails, and before we go nuts trying to spool all these things in, we're going to do 5 emails a month.
Right, and then we're taking 5.
Right, we're taking 5 emails, we're going to read them.
No!
And then...
We're taking 5 minutes.
We're taking 5 minutes? What? This is news to me. So we're taking 5 emails, and we're going to read them, and we're doing this once a month. Not getting into a whole thing. We're going to start doing a whole show just on emails. It takes too much time. So if you're going to send us an email, it better be good. That's right. It better be good. Otherwise, I won't take that as one of the 5.
You'll never know.
So we're going to start this Take 5 with Mr. Steve H. I'm not going to say your full name.
Okay.
Okay. Steve H. wants to know, when is Erin returning to the show?
Ah.
And will she ever have her own show?
Ooh.
I don't know if Podcastia is ready for Erin to have her own show.
Well, we did try to make a date, trying to make her feel guilty or anything.
Yeah, but she canceled. She bailed on us.
She canceled the day of. Minute.
Yeah, we were there. We're at the studio the day of. Oh, I'll do it over the phone. Oh, please.
Oh, but you know what was good about that?
What?
It gave us a chance to go to Tracy's Kitchen and have lunch.
Where I met Mr. Phil Sachs.
That's right.
And then he came on the show.
That's
how do you like
right.
that, Erin?
So see, it all worked out.
Mm.
Maybe that was supposed to happen.
I believe
so
it was.
We could meet Mr. Phil Sachs.
Yes.
But she will be back. She's coming back to do a show.
Oh, I was going
to
say, don't threaten me.
She's coming back to do a show. She said in August. We'll see.
We'll see what happens. Okay, next
what
up.
What about her own show?
Again, don't threaten me.
Okay.
Next up is Tayshawn B. Tayshawn B. says, I love Trenton Waves. My aunt lives there. Can you do show reviews like TV and Netflix and movies? I don't know.
It's not really relevant. Is there any TV shows or movies that have something to do with Trenton?
What? I wonder, are there?
No, I don't know.
There's no shows that take place in Trenton?
Not that I know of. There was a show. Oh, I remember we were watching The West Wing. And they mentioned Trenton.
They mentioned Trenton,
and
right.
And that was all I remember about Trenton.
And I know that Lucy Liu and that guy who plays Sherlock in the show Elementary were filming in Morrisville, right across the bridge.
Morrisville.
What did I say?
When was they filming in Morrisville?
You were the one who told me about it.
I did?
Yes.
When was this?
A while ago. Maybe last
no
year?
No wonder. I don't hold anything in my head.
Okay. Well, welcome to my world.
That was what we were talking about.
What? Are you and Debbie?
Yes.
Debbie from Executive Cuts.
It just came to me.
What?
Who we have to get on the show because she was one of the first people I met in Trenton. Anyway, Debbie from Executive Cuts and I have been bike riding around town. And one of these past very hot, hot, excruciating days, we went for a quick ride to Bordentown, and we got to the top of the hill by the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
We were talking about...
Yacht Club isn't at the top of the hill.
No, but there's a hill right by the Yacht Club.
It's at Bordentown. The foot of the hill.
Okay. Well, yeah. We went to the top of the hill.
Okay.
So we get to the top of the hill, we take a water break there, and then we ride down the hill. She had said...
Phil podcast you in on the background of this.
All right. So, wait. I'll tell you in order. So she had said, I don't remember things that I said. And I said, I know. I don't remember what I said, you know, 5 years ago. And then I said, Frank would say that to me. He's like, don't you remember when when we were first dating, you said blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't remember that. And he's like, I remember. You don't remember that? How could you not remember that? And then Debbie said, what is he, 12? And I said, yeah. And she laughed.
Why does that make me 12? Because I remember what you say.
Well, no, it's not that you...
That makes no sense.
No. It's like, you remember movie lines.
Yeah, a guy.
What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Inconsequential or...
Insignificant?
Insignificant details that aren't important. I don't hold all that in my head. So a lot of it is like, I don't need that. So it's like my brain is going...
Give me an example.
File that in the dead file.
Right. Give me an example.
Whatever you were asking me about. I don't even remember what it was you were saying.
Oh, so really whatever I say.
It was you brought up something that I said from our past. And right. You do this a lot. Don't you remember when you said blah, 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 blah back in 1986? No. I don't. I don't hold
I'm sorry. It means something
it's
to me.
Unimportant and insignificant.
To you.
Okay. And she said, what is he, 12? And I said,
again,
yes.
Again, why does that make me 12? That comment makes no sense. Because I have a good memory? 12-year-olds are known for this?
No. I think I had said you memorized a movie lines or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, well, what guy doesn't do that?
You hold all that insignificant mush in your head.
Mush.
And that's why she said, was he 12? And I said, yes.
Listen, Debbie, come on the show and tell me that to my face.
She will.
So, Sean, I don't know. It doesn't really... fit the theme of the show.
Yeah, tell us if there's any shows you know of that are about Trenton or take place in Trenton.
I mean, I guess we could ask our guests, hey, what have you been watching?
Do a show.
No. Why would they, what? Hey, listen, so-and-so, we want you to produce a show in Trenton, whoever it is.
Somebody should.
Yeah, Will Foskey, get on that.
I think that would be a fun show, depending on what it was. I think it should be a comedy. Yeah, that's not a bad idea to have the guests talk about what they're watching.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. We'll see, Tisha.
All right, we gotta flush this out. Right. Thank you for the idea.
Okay, Ben J, not Ben G, Ben J.
Okay.
TW, I guess that means Trenton Waves. Thanks for opening up so much great content for so long. Your dedication to this podcast is what brings me back week after week. Love Angel Wilkinson and Frank screaming at him. Thank you, and please keep it up.
Please keep
what up? Keep having Angel Wilkinson on so I can scream at him? Listen, I just did his show.
Didn't they just do a new show?
They produced another show, their second episode in 2 years.
No, it's not.
They do an episode a year, these guys.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they do.
They started with Black Shuck.
Which was when?
Which was last year. Andrew and his sister Jackie Piper... Across the pond.
You sure it wasn't in February? Ah, you don't remember.
It was in 2019. I know that much.
All right.
Yeah, because I have all this insignificant mush in my head. I keep trying to get a thought right.
Yes.
And they just now did they Green just did Man. The Green They're going to be releasing Green Man soon on the New Pod City Podcast Network. You know what? I'm not really sure what the name of the show is.
Well, anyway.
I'm just the owner of the company.
The two shows that he did was The Black Shuck.
Right, and Green Man.
And Green Man. And they're both mysteries. They're mysterious myths and legends.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, this is number 4 now.
Okay.
This is coming from Emma L. I discovered your podcast during quarantine. I didn't know who the hosts were before I listened to it or who most of your guests were, but when I listen, I become transported to another world. I love Frank and Christina's honesty and candor. I appreciate how you talk about people's journey to the Trenton town. To the Trenton town?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Trenton means.
To the Trenton town.
Trent's town.
I know. She's saying it like that.
To the Trenton town.
Right.
You pick the best guests, and I respect how you and your guests keep it real. You're the best. Keep it up. Thank you for still doing the podcast during the pandemic. You're very welcome, Emma. Emma, I'm curious to know where you're from.
I'm glad you like the show. And yes, we do have an interesting cast of characters in this city, in this Trenton town.
And in this Trenton town.
Maybe someday you'll come pay us a visit.
And number 5, this is the fifth one we're taking. Gwen D. says, Thank you, with a heart. I used to live in Chambersburg. But I moved years ago. Now I live in Connecticut. When Christina asks people how they came to Trenton, I am often surprised to hear such great stories. Listening to these incredible individuals, Frank and Christina included, thank you, and their stories are a highlight of my week.
Wow.
I laugh a great deal, which is so rare now that it's hard to stop listening. Thank you very... Why would you want to stop listening? It's hard to stop listening.
Right, she's just addicted to
it. Well, why would you... But
that's just what she's...
Gee, Gwen, I don't know.
She's not saying she's stopping listening.
And you're saying it's rare to laugh now?
It's a turn of phrase.
I cannot relate to not laughing now. I don't understand.
I don't know.
Of the pandemic?
I guess.
Thank you so very much. You're very welcome, Gwen. And listen, start laughing.
Yes.
Because this is not the new norm, okay? This is not the new norm.
Yes, and thank you for listening. And thank you for loving our guests. Because we love them, and if you knew them, you'd love them even more.
Yes, Christina really loves them.
I do. I do.
Very much. I know you do.
I really want to hear the stories. I love hearing people's stories. Everybody's got a story.
Yeah, even Andrew Wilkinson. Believe it or not, he has a story.
I know he does.
Try to get it out of him, like pulling teeth, but at least, you know, he has one.
But he was interesting, right?
Yeah, he was very interesting, especially his outfit.
Now he's got to come back.
Right.
That's right.
Does he?
Yes, he does. There's a punk rock flea market happening this weekend.
Really?
If I read it correctly, at the Cure Arena.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Because this weekend is the first weekend in August.
Let's go.
So I am excited.
All right. This is good news.
And of course, it'll be all the blah, blah, blah that goes with it. But we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on that the fact that there's a Trenton punk rock flea market, not virtual, because I'm done with that.
Yeah.
It's that
got old real
thing.
Quick.
I'm not.
Real quick.
Something about having a cocktail, a virtual cocktail, is just not. Didn't work for me. Although, I have to say, the BSB Gallery drawing, drink and draw, is a lot of fun.
Right.
Those girls are amazing.
They are amazing, and they are going to be doing some great things.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Have not seen the last of those two.
Nope.
If you're in the area, make sure that you support your local businesses. Restaurants here in New Jersey are still not seating indoors.
Not yet.
However, they are seating outdoors, and a lot of restaurants have pivoted and made that work for them.
That's right.
So make sure you check out what restaurants you might think don't have outdoor seating that do have outdoor seating now.
Right.
So there's a few of them in Trenton, and we have been enjoying them, even when we could only do takeout, but we're happy to be back in the restaurant again.
Yes, exactly.
And looking forward to going back into the restaurant and sitting at the bar and meeting with friends and socializing face-to-face once again. But anyway,
yeah,
that was just a little quick taste of our take five. We'll have to give that home.
We have to refine this a little bit. It's a little rough. Make it like a monthly segment.
I didn't think it was rough.
Maybe what we'll do is, depending on who we have on at the time that we do a take five, maybe they'll read the emails.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have the guest read the email and we'll respond to it. Because Christina doesn't see the emails. She doesn't hear the emails until I read them. So she hears them right then and there. We do this on another show of ours called the Who's Your Daddy Godcast, as well as Bella and me. We read listeners' emails. So Christina doesn't know what the email says until she hears it.
I like being surprised.
Yeah, so you're hearing her actual response upon hearing it.
Right. Not scripted.
Unscripted, untethered, unplugged.
I'm not good with scripts. Well, I could do a script.
What do you mean you're not good with scripts? We met doing shows.
I know, but I don't like memorizing scripts. I'd rather just go off the cuff.
Like just improv?
Yeah.
Well, that's how we do Bella and Me. Yes. Bella and Me is all improv.
Yes.
Bella and Me.
Some of them, when she time travels, need a little bit of...
Well, we have a basic goal we're trying to get to. We have a basic... You know, story that we're going to do.
You know what time period she's traveling.
The dialogue is all on the spot.
Maybe this Christmas, there might be a special surprise for people in Trenton.
Maybe.
Just like, babbling now.
Well, what's the podcast is? All right, this has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
That's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.